You're listening to the Why Europe podcast by Greater Europe Mission, where we explore how God is moving on the continent of Europe and how you can be a part of it. Visit gemission.org to learn how you can join us in prayer, partner financially, or potentially serve in any of the locations that we discuss. My name is Nathan, and I passionately challenge, recruit, and develop Christ followers to join us in pursuing the vision and mission of GEM. Thank you so much for joining us today on this episode with Barbara Wilkie, where we talk about the importance of admin and mission. I think that this is a super overlooked topic, and it's really important for administrators to be involved in mission, and we discussed that today. So thanks for joining us. Really think you're going to enjoy this one.
I am from and currently located in Colorado.
Okay.
Would drive past GEM almost every day on my way to other jobs without realizing it. I found GEM because I was just, you know, looking for a job, and I actually found GEM on Indeed.
Nice. What other jobs did you have before working at GEM?
I've been an admin at various places, like a petroleum company, doctor's offices. I also, of course, you know, fast food, various retail, just, you know, a range of things.
Cool. So what's your background in administration? Did you go to school for it? Is this something that, like, you're super passionate about?
I did not go to school for it. I went to school for psychology, but didn't go forward with that. It's that is still something that I would like to do, and another thing that comes up in missions all the time, so that's super fun when it does. But admin is just something that I, number one, am pretty good at, and number two, is just very needed in general.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's a single sector you can get into anywhere that doesn't need somebody to do the emailing, keeping things alphabetized, and know how to work an Excel spreadsheet.
That's right. Yeah, especially now in 2024. I mean, it's so crucial. And I totally get the psychology thing. You know, my wife, she had a psychology degree undergrad, and I've just heard you can't really move forward unless you go like master's and doctorate and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
But it is super important on the mission field. And, you know, we have a whole, for our listeners out there, we have a whole sector of GEM called GEM Wellness. And it's amazing. They provide, you know, mental care and support for our missionaries. But that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. So, Barbara, could you enlighten us? What is administration? And why is admin important in general?
Administration is basically what I said about, if you were going to get down to the what you do from day to day, it's keeping things in order, sending emails, all of that. It's technically the process of running an organization or a business. So it's, you're basically the one of the wheels that keeps the cart rolling. So you can, that is probably a little bit dramatic, but that's why it's important, because an administrator helps keep everybody on task and knowing where they're going next, what they're doing, and kind of tries to organize everyone around the singular goal, whatever that may be.
So what does that look like in mission? Because I know a lot of people think that just because, you know, I'm not good at evangelism, or I'm not good at such and such, like whatever they think personifies a missionary, that they're not fit for mission, or they're not fit for the work of God, because maybe they're good at admin, maybe they like their desk job, maybe they like Excel spreadsheets. Maybe they like the organization type thing, but they just don't know where to dive in. And so how would you say that incorporates with mission and with your job at GEM? So like what that looks like each day. I'm sure it looks different, but yeah, I'd love to dive into that a little bit just to talk about admin in general and the importance of it in mission, who it's for, etc.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was one of those people. I don't consider myself very good at going out and getting into the things that one would typically associate with a missionary, but I think anytime anybody wants to connect with the missionary, one of the first examples that I would go to for admin in mission is you're going on a team somewhere mm-hmm. with your church. Mm-hmm. There is so much planning involved in that. Yeah. Not only do you have to get the team together, everybody has to get their passports and mm-hmm. get those submitted to the proper authorities in the country that you're going to and whatever organization that you're going with to buy plane tickets, to get hotel accommodations. There's just an exhaustive list of preparation that goes into getting a team ready to go and getting to actually be on the ground doing the perhaps more typical missionary work of evangelizing or handing out food, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. and that encompasses all types of missions, from, 2 weeks all the way up to, somebody's been on the field for 20 years. There's just a lot of paperwork that goes along with living because there are, expenses that have mm-hmm. to be accounted for, and somebody has to be keeping track of social security benefits and mm-hmm. things like that. So there's all types of different admin roles that are super important to letting the missionaries do their job mm-hmm. on the field with the people.
Yeah. With limited stress, I guess it just admin makes. Like people like you make our lives much easier, like, and just the life of the missionary much easier, like, because you're processing, looking over the paperwork, sending the emails, mm-hmm. Organizing the spreadsheets, helping people with their support, sending conditional offers, like all this different paperwork. And I guess thinking back, 20, 30 years ago, I guess everything was in a filing cabinet. And
right.
We all, it was all paper, but now everything's digital. And so
it does feel in more ways somewhat more difficult to keep things organized now that everything's digital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a certain base level of organization that you need because it is exhausting. If that's not something that you're interested in doing. So I hope it does help the the missionaries.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what does your day-to-day look like? I know that's a loaded question, but depends on what season you're in, because it does look different. Mission does look different, even if you're an administrator. So could you just give us a day in the life of, any admin with GEM or any admin, maybe overseas or stateside? Yeah.
So I'll start with what I do. I work with GEM's short-term service programs, mm-hmm. Which means that I mostly work with people who want to go from 1 month to a year, maybe two, mm-hmm. Which means that I am mostly busy in the fall, winter, and spring, because a lot of our people are going on internships or gap years. They're in that time of their life where that's what most people are doing who want to serve abroad. So I spend most of my day emailing and answering various questions from these people, getting various paperworks from them and keeping track of their processes, where they are in, I guess I would call it GEM's vetting process, to make sure that they are prepared to go to the field and serve, as well as properly placing them with missionaries that hopefully they will mesh well with on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. And do you think someone could use, you know, admin as a full-time missionary career if they were interested?
Yeah, absolutely. This is my full-time job. And I know that pretty much since I've started, I've talked to a lot of the field like leaders that we have in Germany or whatever, and they are pretty much always in need of someone to do admin work.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, every time I talk to a missionary or I'm serving with a missionary overseas, I say, what's your biggest need? And they say, you know, somebody to just like even financial, like balance our checkbook, or like, I need an admin to like help me with like my meetings or like with just church documentation and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely a full-time opportunity for people. And so what would you say are some qualifications, or like, if somebody's like, I'm not sure if this is right for me to go full-time as an admin, like on mission, what would you say to somebody who's like maybe skeptical or just unsure?
I definitely understand that. I don't personally raise support, but I know that admin missions, people who do find it a little bit difficult to do, because it's kind of, you know, you don't have the fun stories of I evangelized and this many people came to Christ. So it is a little bit on the difficult side, but if, it's really in how you tell the story, right? Because a huge part of how we participate in missions, we who are not, you know, overseas, on the boots on the ground type people, there is always an admin person between us and the missionaries that we're supporting,
right?
As senders. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
So there is that angle that it does take a bit of, I don't know how to say it. just, I guess, ambition. You have to really want to be helpful in this way. And knowing that it is helpful for sure, is, you can be assured of that. So as far as qualifications, honestly, I think most, if not all, college degrees would prepare you for an administrative role, just because everybody uses computers, everybody learns how to write papers and send emails in a professional manner. So it's really something that if it already is in your wheelhouse to be an organized person, that you can definitely do it.
Yeah. All are qualified if you can send an email, if you have the willingness to learn, I guess, and just dive right in. And, you know, I just had this thought that, like, administrators really run the world. Like, they are the ones who get things done.
In a way, yeah.
Behind the scenes, you know? And so I'm curious, you know, in your relationship with Christ, what's your perspective on how this glorifies God? Because I'm sure a lot of people, they may look at an administrator and say, well, you're not actually sharing the gospel, or you're not actually doing such and such, but you are, in a sense, equipping those going, like, big time. Like, they could not go without you and without your help with visa preparation and with raising the money and buying the plane tickets and figuring out, you know, the hotel situation, stuff like that. So I'm just curious on, like, your relationship with Christ and your perspective on how this glorifies God. And do you have any, like, motivations or anything that, like, helps you keep going or motivates you to, you know, wake up every day and say, you know, this glorifies God?
Sure. It is kind of a weird thing. It doesn't feel like, you know, Paul's missionary journey or whatever, as you're serving the Lord in this way.
Yeah.
But there is something, and I don't know exactly what it means, but God tells us in the Bible very frequently about numbers. There's an entire book called Numbers where things are just counted. He tells us how many people were from each tribe, how many priests there were, how many, you know, etc. And that even continues into the New Testament, where 5,000 souls were added to their group that day, or, you know, whatever it is in Acts. So there, God certainly made me this way, for sure.
Yeah.
There's just, he gives people certain giftings, and one of those giftings is the ability to work with numbers and be organized. So I think in some way, he included this information for us in his word that he gave us, because either because he knows that we find it important, or because he also finds it important, because obviously the number of people in heaven is just a number, but each one of those represents a person. So really, I don't know, I look at the 70 or so people who are pretty far along in the process to go with us this summer. Mm-hmm. And these are all people that I have emailed with personally. I've answered their questions. And even though I'm, you know, I'm just checking to make sure they signed every line and, you know, initialed where they're supposed to, these are all people who want to go and serve the Lord. And just like I would support a missionary by sending them money, this is a similar sort of process, just at a different point.
Right. Yeah. And you're definitely, like I said earlier, giving them tools and equipping them, honestly, giving them peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely aiding them in the process. Cause if we just said, you know, all right, you want to come serve with us, figure it out and we'll see you in France.
Yes. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And I do this process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, where do you start? And, you know, to send them to somebody like you that says, okay, this is what you do. Fill this out. We need this legal document from you. We need this, you know, form for your personality. Set up this interview with this person. All right. You're this part of the way funded in your journey. This is how we keep you funded. Here's this resource. It's so important. And I just think of, like, I don't know, all the people behind the scenes I wonder how many people, like, are behind the scenes that we just never hear of in scripture that, you know, helped build the temple, or, I don't know, fed Jesus's disciples on their way to the next town that just was never recorded. I feel like this is a lot of, like, playing the background. And
yeah,
you're not necessarily, like, rewarded with it up front, because everybody sees, you know, I guess, I don't want to say superstars. That's not the right word of the mission, the people who are out front, I guess, the people who are in the arena. They don't necessarily see the people who are equipping them. And so,
yeah, they're people that Paul names, like, calls out by name in his letters, but there's also just groups of people that he's like, and these people helped me greatly. And that's all he says.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Barbara, what would you say to somebody who is interested in just taking that first step into, you know, maybe becoming an administrator for mission? They just say, I just don't know how to get involved. What would you say?
Sure. That is, if you want to work as an administrator for a missions organization in the States, that works very much just like any other job. Most missions organizations will post on their website or whatever that the need for such and such an administrative position. For getting to the field, I can only say for sure with GEM, you would initiate that process the same way as any other, by you know, inquiring and letting the organization know of your desire to help in this way and your skill set, any of those things. Also, another way would probably be if you know a missionary on the field, they are for sure going to have connections that they know what the need is in their area or even in other areas. So if you know of a need that you want to fill very specifically, that can be very helpful in your process.
This is worthy work. what you do. And we just want to honor you in, you know, everything that you do for our missionaries, everything that you do for people who are just interested in a choir. So to those listening, this is 100% honorable, worthy work unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. And it helps accomplish his mission in his kingdom, which is to redeem the nations. So administrators are just as much a part of the story as the missionaries on the field sharing, you know, with people face to face. So Barbara, thank you for your time. Could you pray for the person listening? And could you pray for, you know, anybody potentially interested, more laborers? You know, we pray every day at 10:02 within GEM. Maybe we pray today for more administrators to come and join GEM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Dear Father, thank you for Nathan, for shining a light on the various aspects of mission. And today, administrators, thank you for the gifts that you have given your people in so many different ways, and specifically for those that you have given the gift of just helping others in this specific way, mm-hmm. the way of Excel spreadsheets and numbers. Mm-hmm. If you are calling the listener right now, please make that clear to them. It is, you know them, Father. You know that for a lot of us, it is a matter of if the numbers line up. And mm-hmm. So please make your calling very clear to them that this is a necessary part of your work and a helpful and glorifying part as well. So thank you for your call on the various people and for being with us today. In Jesus' name.
Thank you again for listening to the Why Europe podcast by Greater Europe Mission. We believe if we can reach Europe with the gospel, we can reach the world. You can join us weekly for prayer. You can give to specific ministries or serve with us, serving with us even in admin. Now visit gemission.org for more information. This was such an important topic to discuss. Like I said earlier, admin is overlooked, and hopefully this episode changed that a little bit. Visit gemission.org to learn more. Until next time.